Let's talk cards. I'm Zach Blackerby. He's Jamie Crossan. We're talking cards today. Jamie, what are we starting with first today?
Man, we are starting with you've had an interesting couple of weeks with the Sky Ridge Celebi Hollow that you bought. Oh. I guess now it's coming up a couple months now, right, buddy?
Yeah, I think it's been like 2 months. Got it at Collecticon Atlanta a few months ago. No, it got taken. Elijah took it, and we did our setup. Auburn Cards was set up over at the Front Row Card Show, and did something I never thought I would do. I turned down a $25K offer for a card, which is kind of crazy, but that's what happened.
Well, you turned down a $20,000 offer on a card you invested $10,000 in, and so tell the people at home why you turned down doubling your money at such an enormous rate.
Well, you know, I didn't buy it to flip. I bought it to keep. But also, you know, there was one on auction when that offer was happening, and it was about at the same point as the previous auction that was done on Fanatics. And that, you know, one sold for like 32K and the other one was kind of on the same thing. It ended up selling for 28. So the 25 offer was pretty strong based off of that. But it's interesting. After that, one has popped up on a buy it now on eBay for 21.5. So curious to see how long that one's up there, but going to have to wait till that goes away to sell it if I do sell it. But not in a hurry to sell it. You know, I think all of that era, that e-reader era of cards for Pokemon, I think it's gonna be huge long term. So not in a hurry to move it, but that was pretty crazy.
Kind of makes you wonder or wish that you had $21,500 to go jump on that Celebi that's up for sale on eBay right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably a good buy if you have ways to move that tier of card. It's just, you know, sometimes you got to be picky. I mean, we were talking about it afterwards. So I'm like, you know, there were a lot of people kind of surprised that I didn't take it. I'm like, I don't know. I don't really care to move it right now. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. Never thought I'd be in that situation, which is cool.
Which is really cool. I mean, you and I were texting about it for a second. And I remember thinking, Zach, you don't want to be the guy that you bought it from. You know, like you don't want to be, I'm sure he's kicking himself now that he sold it to you for $10,000, because if he just waited 2 months, he's sitting on a potentially $30,000 to $40,000 investment.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And so in effect, if it continues to climb, you would become him. You know, what if you were to sell at 20,000, which by the way, if it's going for 30, that's a pretty nice discount. I mean, 20,000 of 30,000, I'm not sure on the math, but yeah, you'd be cutting him a deal for sure.
Yeah. And some of it, you know, when you buy a card, I think most people have different intents, especially folks who can kind of compartmentalize it. Like, am I buying this card for PC? Am I buying this for a long-term hold? Am I buying this to flip? And, you know, the guy I bought it from, he was buying it to flip. He paid $9K for it. He sold it for $10K. He made $1,000 off of, you know, holding a card for like 2 weeks. Like, that's awesome. Good for him.
Right.
So, you know, if I was buying it to flip, I absolutely would have taken that, and that would have been awesome. And it'd be, you know, 150% come up on 10 grand, turning 10 grand into 25. Like, that'd be incredible. But yeah, I don't know. My guy just told me not to. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I mean, here's the thing, man. Do you have a number that you would move it for? Is there a number kind of that you were at or you are at inside where you're like, if someone offers me this amount of money, I can't refuse it?
We had it stickered at 30, which was below last sale at the time. I probably would have done it for that, but my wife wants me to sell it for that. That's for sure. She wanted me to take the 25K off.
I'm sure, man.
Yeah,
I'm sure. That's crazy. I mean, it's a fun story to think about, because, you know, you made a major investment. You paid higher than you've ever in your history of being in the hobby.
Yeah,
you invested more money than you ever have. And 2 months later is kind of the dream scenario, man. You've got this beautiful card you've chased, and or you can flip it and double your money, which was substantial. I mean, that's right. The dream, man.
Right. You were at a show this weekend up in Huntsville. It was a flip show, right? Flip trade.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Yeah. I mean, great show. Flip does a great job, man. They're all over the Southeast. Huntsville, this was their first 2-day show in Huntsville, about 12 minutes from my house. So super convenient. I always love it when they come to Huntsville. On that note, I did a lot of buying, a lot of selling, picked up, picked up, I know we're kind of out of order here, but I want to tell you, picked up an amazing card from some friends at Cahaba Cards, a group out of Birmingham.
Okay.
Really good guys, really nice guys. Got to give them an LTC shout out. You can find them on Instagram, Cahaba Cards, I believe is what it is. Just give them a follow. They did good. They had great cards too. One of which I'll be sending off to PSA because it's a personal collection item. I'm not chasing the grade necessarily, but I just wanted to encapsulate it. But check this out. You know what a huge LeBron James fan I am.
Sure.
Yeah. So pick this up. If you are watching on YouTube or Instagram,
quad,
wherever you might be watching, that is a quad game used immaculate auto. Game used patch from Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving, and the GOAT LeBron James.
That's so cool. What year is that from?
That is actually 2024.
Okay. That's awesome. That's a great card.
Yeah, isn't it? It's beautiful.
All four patches are game worn?
All four game worn. Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. I love that.
Yeah, man. So I was excited to pick that up. So I'm sending that off to PSA. I don't really grade much, but I want that card. It'll probably come back.
Thick cards are hard to gem. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll probably come back like a 7. My luck, it'll come back like a 5, like The Rock. But I just wanted encapsulated. I wanted great show. Lots of traffic, lots of people buying and selling and trading, and really cool two-day show. So what about you, man? Did you catch any card shows this past weekend? Or
Nope. Had kiddos birthdays, so stayed home for all that, but had a cool pickup. I got two. I'm gonna cheat. I got two. Tom Brady. Game worn patch, kind of a triple patch there for the GOAT. His 300 passing touchdowns. It's numbered to 99. So I think that's a pretty cool card there. Wow. And then you'll appreciate this one. Super Fractor of Keldrick Falk. His Send the House insert out of Bowman's Best. Got that back from PSA last week. So cool PC piece.
One of one.
Yep.
Where do you think Keldrick goes in the draft? Do you have any idea?
Like, most mocks have him going to Dallas. Seeing the Commanders pick up one, and then I went on a show that covers the Chicago Bears a few days ago, and they asked me questions about Keldrick. So,
nice.
There's no telling. Somewhere in the first round. So a few mocks have him going to my New England Patriots. And if that was the case, I'll be super stoked that I have that card.
I mean, I was going to ask you: is there any chance you're letting that card go?
Yeah, there's a chance. I'll list it. Yes. If he goes not to the Patriots, I'll list it just to see. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't list it. Shoot me a text and see. Tell me what you would want to move that for.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right, man. You have a pretty impressive streak you've got going. You're 0-6 in our
0-6 on this game we're about to play for what sold for more. Let's see. Surely I get one. How many are we doing? 3 again?
We're doing 3.
All right.
This is in honor of Major League Baseball kicking off, Zach.
Some baseball card numbers are just seem made up. Okay, I'm ready.
I mean, so we'll start off with something. I really feel like today you're breaking the streak, buddy. I think that you're gonna be able to
sure. at least
it'd be nice to go to break out of your slump, maybe go 3-for-3. Okay. Don't want to set the bar too high. What sold for more? A 2017 Donruss Optic Auto rookie Aaron Judge, PSA 10 Auto 10, or a 2025 Home Field Advantage Shohei Ohtani PSA 10. What sold for more?
And it's like a recent sale? These are all recent sales?
So the 2017 Donruss Optic Auto of Judge, the PSA 10 Auto 10, sold on 3/22. So, I mean, what is that? Like
week ago, 9 days ago? Week ago? Yeah.
Yeah. And the Shohei Home Field Advantage PSA 10 sold 3/29, so 2 days ago.
So what's going through my brain right now is Donruss, so it's unlicensed, which baseball seems to be a little bit more okay with it than the other markets, but I will guess that the Shohei Ohtani sold for more.
Man, the streak is over.
Yes!
It's over.
Yes!
The streak is over, Zach.
So the Shohei sold more than a rookie Aaron Judge auto. What were the price differences?
Yeah, so the Aaron Judge on 3/22 sold for $2,190. And the Home Field Advantage Shohei PSA 10 sold 2 days ago for $2,600. So about $410 more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you did that, a similar card that was licensed, so your Topps flagship rookie auto, Aaron Judge, I'm sure would be more than both of those cards. But cool. All right. I finally got one. Sweet.
Yeah, man. Look at that. One for seven. That's right. You ready for number two?
Yeah, let's keep the streak going.
All right, man. Here we go. What sold for more, Zach? A 2025 Nick Kurtz Chrome Update rookie major league debut patch auto 1/1. That's a mouthful.
What product is that out of? Topps Update.
That is a Chrome Update rookie.
Chrome Update.
MLB. That's an MLB debut patch auto. Okay.
Oh, the 1/1.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Or. Okay. A 1916 Babe Ruth rookie PSA 4. What sold for more?
Both of those are insane things to just know.
I can't even believe I'm saying that. Like, what sold for more? A Kurtz Chrome Update MLB debut patch or a Babe Ruth rookie?
PSA 4?
PSA 4, 1916.
That's a good grade for that card, isn't it?
Unbelievable. It's an unbelievable grade from 1916. It's a 100-year-old card. It's a 110-year-old card.
Which of those cards would you rather have?
I mean, is it even a question?
I got a feeling with the answer. Like, even if Babe Ruth is the answer here, I bet it's
Ruth. It's Ruth. Ruth, you want Ruth.
You. I'm with you, which is what makes this exercise so fun. I will say the Kurt sold for more.
Zachary, my buddy, you are 2 for 2 today.
Fascinated by this. I'm fascinated. Oh. What did the Kurtz go for? Like, you could tell me any number. Like, I'm not a high-end baseball guy at all. Like, what is the number here?
Okay. On January the 23rd.
I'm going to guess. Do you mind?
Okay.
So this best card, right? Other than maybe his first Bowman Superfractor, like this is his best card.
I would say this is his best card.
Man, you could tell me 15K, you could tell me 80K, and any number in between. I'm going to say 38,000.
38,000?
How far?
I'm going to give you two more guesses. You're low.
I'm low at 38K.
You're low.
68.
I'll give you one more guess. You're low.
I'll say 80, since that's what I also said.
You ready?
Yeah.
On 1/23/26, the Nick Kurtz 2025 Chrome Update rookie Major League Baseball debut patch auto 1/1 sold for $516,000.
What did the Babe Ruth sell for?
The 1916 Babe Ruth rookie PSA 4 sold on January the 12th of 2023 for $510,020.40.
Dang, I just would not have guessed that either of those cards are that high, clearly. So, I mean, if you have $500,000 to spend on a sports card, like, why wouldn't you just buy them? Like, you could buy a bunch of incredibly great Shohei Ohtanis that I think still have room to go up. Nick Kurtz, like, is he going up anymore?
I mean,
like, what are we thinking here?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to what we've talked about on this segment before. Like, I mean, it's fun, but it's revealing. Like, you're comparing great baseball player in a moment with timeless legends.
Right.
And yet what you're seeing consistently is the hype of the moment is being legacy legends. And that makes no sense to me.
I'm just blown away that a Nick Kurtz went for $500,000. That's crazy to me. I was only off by like 420 grand though.
Yeah, man, you were like,
I was all over
it. You know, maybe not in the, you were not in the ballpark, but maybe the next ballpark over.
Yeah.
But we've got one more, my friend.
Okay.
You're 2 for 2 today. I mean, talk about breaking out of the slump.
I know it.
All right. Okay, man. Last one. You ready?
Yes.
2000, what sold for more? A 2013 Bowman Chrome Superfractor 1/1 auto Aaron Judge BGS 95 or a 1954 Hank Aaron rookie PSA 9.
Okay, hold on. Go back to the Judge. This is his first Bowman.
It's a 2013 Bowman Chrome Superfractor 1/1 auto Aaron Judge, BGS 95.
So his best card.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine Aaron Judge has a better card than that because they weren't doing debut patches or anything at that point.
Right.
Okay, or a what? What's the second card?
A 1954 Hank Aaron rookie PSA 9. Highest
PSA 9?
A PSA 9.
When were the sales?
So the Judge sold on 3/12, the Aaron of this year. So just a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
The Hank Aaron sold on 8/18/22.
Okay. So like 4 years ago?
4 years ago. Well, three and some change, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will say the Judge sold for more.
3 for 3, buddy. You have broken out of
the slump. If you would have told me that it sold last week, I would have said that one. But 4 years, like a lot has moved in the market in 4 years, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But there's going to be a bonus question on this one, so we're going to see how deep the slump goes.
Okay.
2013 Bowman Chrome Superfractor 1/1 auto Aaron Judge BGS 95 sold on 3/12 of this year for $5.2 million.
I don't think that's crazy. Okay.
I mean, I think it's insane. But
I mean, if I had millions of dollars to spend, like, I don't know if I would do that, but like, okay, like that one, I get it. Aaron Judge's best card. Sure. I get that.
So the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie PSA 9, it's not even close, Zach. It sold 3.5 years ago for $720,000.
Yeah, I wonder what that would sell for now, though.
I know. Here's the question. Now, that leads us to the bonus question. Take a guess at what the same Aaron Judge Superfractor sold for on 5/19/22, 3.5 years ago. Remember, it just sold for $5.2 million. So what did this same card, what was the purchase price?
I have no clue, man. I'll say $1 million.
No.
How much?
That's too high. It's too high. Take
another
guess.
Good for that guy. Goodness gracious. Yeah. What did it sell for?
It sold on 5/19/22. I'm assuming to the same individual who resold it just recently. For $324,000.
So he turned 324K into 5 million in 3 years.
5 million. Yeah.
Insane. What platform did he use to sell it? Is that on there?
No, I didn't write that in my notes. I'd have to go
just
back.
Just curious if they sold that through Golden or something.
I think it may have been Golden. I'd have to look it up and check. But
yeah, not important. I just can't imagine that was running on eBay, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he ran that on eBay, but it kind of raises the question. Yeah, seriously. I bet eBay wishes they had platformed that sale, though. Gosh, with their fees.
Sure, everybody does. That's crazy. $5 million sale? Goodness gracious.
So it kind of raises the question, though, man. Like, you're kind of living out a similar, albeit much more sane experience with the Celebi. You, as a collector, went after a purchase, you know, that has turned into something bigger than the cards that you pursue to flip.
Well, I mean, I think that's going to happen with, you know, folks who buy Tom Brady cards. I think that's going to happen with folks who buy LeBron James cards like yourself. I think Steph Curry is incredibly undervalued in the marketplace right now. It's going to happen to a lot of folks. And obviously, you know, I think it's going to be scaled. If you're buying these $1,000 cards, you'll get, I think, a solid return. I think if you're buying these $10,000 cards, I think the return will be more solid. And then, you know, I think as it goes up, I think the floor continues to rise. And then you got to ask the question, like, does this have room to go up? Which you and I discussed this a little bit with the Shohei Ohtani stuff a few weeks ago. We were both skeptical, and it continues to go up, especially, you know, certain types of it. So I think Shohei still has room to go up, certainly. Nick Kurtz, I don't know. That one's interesting.
That one is interesting, man. I'm with you. It raises the question of, I think for myself, I flip cards all the time. Every day. I have a sale going right now. I run a sale every week. And so it's interesting to me, though, that the most valuable assets that I have are not the ones that I trade weekly or, you know, inherit weekly through searching to flip. It's to your point, it's my LeBrons, you know, my case full of LeBron James, and not so much my Auburn stuff. That stuff is, you know, right. Not it's a collect. It's in the heart of the collector. But this guy sat on this judge for 3.5 years, and you have to believe that he bought it. I don't know who it is, but you have to think that he bought it because he loved it. You know, because he had an opportunity to make I don't think he probably saw it as an investment. Hey, I'm going to sit on this and make $5 million. But I think it just kind of happens. And I think the beautiful part of it is it's like the hobby guys reward doing it the right way, you know, like collecting the right way.
Yeah, maybe so. You know? Maybe so. All right. If you made it this far, please consider subscribing and liking the video. It helps out a ton. And if you're listening on audio, please subscribe and leave us a review. It helps us show out a ton. We will see you next time, but this has been Let's Talk Cards.